We are moments away from Jet Black Blonde right here on Motor Life Drive. Please stay tuned.
I just got done reading these events.
Yeah, and are you playing something?
What did you do after you read the events?
Do you want me to give them the website? Metro Times.
We are ready to go. This is WHFR Dearborn. This is the Hallmark. I'm telling you, this is about to be a great set. These guys are perfectionists. Folks, thank you for joining us once again. Oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. And you know what's coming up this weekend. Indeed. Definitely going to be some great shows. And want to thank Baby B for getting you knowledgeable about what's coming. Always a great time in the Motor City. And wasn't it great hearing Roger and Margaret, just hearing their voices, knowing that we keep in touch with where we've been as we always move forward towards the future. 30 years, and we're just getting started. WHFR. The only station making waves. But now, the waves are happening with none other than Jet Black Blonde. Fellas, can you hear me out there?
There we can.
All right then. Tell me, what's going to be our first song for the day?
Our first song is going to be a song called Chemicals.
Chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is from an upcoming album?
Yeah, we are working on an album. We haven't started recording yet. We're going to start recording in the probably in like late summer, so maybe August. And we're probably going to put out a full length. So we already put out an EP called Follow Blind, which has three of the songs that we'll be playing today. And then we'll be putting out a full length, hopefully in maybe like September, October, somewhere around there.
Audience at large, around the world and nearby, Dearborn at hand, this is a special treat. From an upcoming to be named album, this is Jet Black Blonde with Chemicals. Take it away.
Why? 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 Why?
Jet Black Blonde kicking things off today. WHFR Motor Live Drive at 5. How we doing, fellas?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, I'm glad you made it. You guys took the right route to get here. I see you avoided Southfield Freeway.
Yeah.
Unlike yours truly. You got here early. Yeah. I love a mature band who knows the right things to do. But right now, I want the world to get to know you. Introduce yourselves, please.
So my name is Court. I am lead vocals and rhythm guitar.
My name's Justin. I play four strings.
I'm Dave. I play this guitar here.
I'm Steve. I'm on drums.
Steve, our drummer. Steve's on drums.
Steve just came in right before me, pulled in, and he had his kit here. Now, had you gotten here earlier and just came back, Steve?
No, we had I think what happened was, so he came in, we got here a little early and we set up all of our gear, and then we kind of left room for him, and then we went out and helped him come and bring it in, but I think he had to drop out for a second and change because he was in those work clothes and he didn't want to play in a dress shirt, so.
Teamwork. Teamwork.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Makes a dream work, man.
Okay. And where is everybody coming from?
So I live in Ferndale.
Yeah, Ferndale, Little Plymouth. We're kind of spread out a little
bit. Yeah, we're a little bit.
A little bit everywhere.
Yeah.
Oxford. And
yeah, our drummer lives in Oxford. So he drives the furthest for all of our practices because we practice at Dave's house in Plymouth. So Steve drives like almost an hour every time we have to practice. So he's a real trooper, which is great.
And how long have you been together now?
About 2 years. Yeah, which is... it's been great. Dave and I actually met kind of randomly one time and just started talking about music. And he was like, do you play? And I was like, I do. You know, I was pretty much doing like just stuff at home, like chamber music. I was just kind of making my own stuff on Pro Tools. And he was like, do you have a song? And I did, and I showed it for him. I showed it to him, and he was like, do you want to come to my house and play some music? So I was like, yeah, totally.
Okay, now to go from chamber music
yeah.
to straight ahead rock and having great
time,
fun.
You know what, that's a great point. When we first got together, originally it was me, Steve, and Dave. And it was going to be a little bit more of like singer-songwriter-esque kind of stuff. And then for some reason, we just kind of ripped into like some straight up rock and roll, which is great. And Justin, I've known Justin for like 10 years or more. He's one of my best friends. And so he's a great musician. And I was like, you know what? We're looking for a bass player. And I think he'd bring a ton to our band. So he jumped on board. And ever since then, it's been great. So it's really interesting. We went from like singer-songwriter to like super fast song, straight up rock, and now we've added a little bit of dynamic sense. So we're kind of changing along the way, which is really kind of interesting.
So now what about the writing? How has that gone for you?
The writing's interesting. When we first got together, I would just bring like a whole song to the table, you know, something I would just write at home, usually like, you know, on an acoustic guitar. I may have plugged it into an amp a little bit and played, but mostly just sitting at home on an acoustic guitar, I'd write a melody and just some like bare basic guitar. And then I would bring it to practice and we would kind of build it from there. But some of the songs you're gonna hear today just kind of came out of sporadic playing it at practice, which is great. So I like that aspect too, because I think I think that way's a little bit better because everyone kind of has their hands in it from the beginning, which I think is great. So that's usually how we do it. Sometimes I bring an idea and we kind of build on it. Sometimes it just kind of happens in the moment, which is awesome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So the democracy is going, and then
there's
the leadership. 100%.
Thing. And you know what's great about our room that we practice in is it's kind of like an open, you know, whoever has an idea, throw it out there. If it doesn't make it, it doesn't make it, but everyone's kind of got an open ability to add ideas to all of our songs. It's pretty cool.
Except Steve.
That's why we don't give him a mic.
Well, next album, he might, elbow his way in a little bit more?
Maybe. He might get a mic one day. We'll see. He's got to earn it. That's...
Watch out. He is great on the doo-wop.
He is great on the duo.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
Okay, now here was the guy who had the guitar strings. The drummer yeah. had the guitar strings for yeah. the band.
He was he must have been a Boy Scout. He's always prepared. It's crazy.
That hurts.
He was a Boy Scout apparently.
Okay, he's defying some stereotypes by a wide margin here. All right.
Yeah.
So what are we gonna hear next from you guys?
We're gonna play a song called Animals.
All right.
All right. And this is a good example of a song that I kind of brought to the table. Almost like fully formed and pretty much, and then as far as like the melody and the rhythm, and then we kind of expounded upon it playing together. So this is Animals.
You're about to hear Jet Black Blonde right here, Motor Live Drive at 5.
America. Feel the riptide that never runs. Follow by all the signs and the sight of the fever out. I'm coming.
There you have Animals. Can we dedicate that one to a certain Cecil the Lion?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, oh, my goodness. Come on. 100%.
Okay.
So ridiculous.
So that's just my two cents right now.
Good man.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
All you got to say, right?
Yeah. But what I do want to dedicate is a tip of the hat to two DJs right here at WHFR, Mr. Scott Boatwright and Mr. Stone Perkins.
Stones are Bud, man.
Definitely, yeah. definitely, who have been championing your cause since day one, all along our Watchtower, and have been just promoting you, putting the word out, and have been wanting you both on their show, well, on Five Gears, and right here on Motor. You've been on the calendar several times, and been on. Now, have you visited Five Gears?
No, we haven't.
We haven't.
No, this is our first time. That's our first time out.
Well, that's right. This is because gave you directions, yeah. But yeah, Stone has been a big fan of your music. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it. Otherwise, he would have definitely been hosting today. That's a given. But yeah.
He's been great for us ever since we started playing.
Yeah, he's been a huge support. He comes out to our shows. He's been playing us in Five Gears, and just extremely supportive and great guy. And hope he's out there listening. Yeah. Appreciate you, Stone.
Yeah. It's great too, and it's like he shows up to like, you know, he showed up to our Lagerhaus show, and he gives us great feedback every time we play, and you know, he's always asking when the new music's coming. He always wants to hear something, you know, he wants to get his hands on something. So it's awesome. We actually met him at Blowout. We were at the WAB playing the Metro Times Blowout, and we met him, and he walked up to me like right after I got off stage, and he's like, "I need a CD. If you got one, I want to play it on my show." And he gave me like a business card, and I was like, "This is awesome! Like this, I mean, it's all any of us could ask for." So we listen in like every week, which is great. He's got a great radio show.
Definitely,
I love that he's promoting local music. Along with like what I love is that it's local music, and it's a mix of like just awesome. Like he'll play like the Cramps, and then he'll play, you know, Bronze Mambas or something like that. So he's been great. He's just been the best.
Well, we're going to get this show cut up, and possibly you'll be hearing live tracks from today played on Five Gears mm-hmm. in the future. So
that'd be great.
We'll try to get you, if you're not in a rush after here, to do some shout outs
yeah.
and IDs, what have you. Mm-hmm. Because, hey, a big tip of the hat to the Stone Man. Oh, and speaking of the Blowout mm-hmm. and PJ's Lagerhaus, where else have you been? Where are you going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Where can people get your music? Again, who is Jet Black Blonde?
Yeah, I mean, we've been pretty much playing around Detroit and Ferndale for the most part. We started our first show was back in January at New Way Bar. And then we've, like we said, we played Blowout. We played Lagerhaus. We're playing Lagerhaus tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, we're playing tomorrow night. We're playing with Le Voyage. Then we're going on. Then Radio Burns and George Morrison, the Gypsy Chorus. So it should be a great show. And then coming up, we've got Old Miami.
Yeah, I think we've got Old Miami the end of August. Mm-hmm. And we're playing New Dodge. Middle September.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the dates are all on our Facebook page. Yeah, and then we're hoping for some festivals like DIY Daily.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes. But good stuff coming up.
And then for as far as people like finding our stuff, we have a SoundCloud page. If you just search Jet Black Blonde and a Bandcamp, so they can find it there. Our three song EPs on both of those. It's completely free. We usually bring CDs
great.
To the shows that we just give out. Like, you know, it's all about getting your stuff out there. And so we'll bring them to the show. If they want emails for anything, they can do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're still doing it a little bit old school with if you come to the show and I just ask, we'll get you a hard CD. Mm-hmm. We have them for people to take home.
Yeah.
Now, you're giving this away.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Okay, because the next question that I was going to ask is, what stores and what have you, but right now it's at the venues.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah, I mean, when we do a full length, I'd like to press a vinyl of a full length, and you know, see about getting it out into some record shops, maybe like Found Sound or something like that. And you know, I mean, we'll probably we'd love to get it to anyone, anywhere, anytime. And we're probably gonna jump on iTunes at some point soon, so that'll be. that'll be another easily accessible way for people to get our stuff. So right now it's very local. It's just at the venues. But when we have our full length out in the fall, that'll hopefully be at, at the venues on vinyl and probably on CD as well. And then probably the whole record would just be on our SoundCloud and Bandcamp as well. Like I don't, if people want to buy a vinyl, 100%, we'll probably sell those. But as far as the music, it's probably always going to be out there on the internet. You know, that's how we came up. So.
Well, people, if you are digging what you're hearing today, please know, they're not getting this stuff pressed for free. CDs, okay, we acknowledge that's one thing. But that vinyl, especially that quality grade stuff, that's not happening for free. So we want to play some more music right now so that you can come to appreciate this and then find some value in getting out there and finding a reason to get out to the show and make this investment, especially if you've invested in your turntable. Come on, support local artists, for one thing.
Yeah.
Support people who are giving you a great reason to invest in your turntable. And there's a reason why you're not tuned in to certain stations in the middle of the dial playing tripe. Mm-hmm. All right, these guys are writing stuff right here in your backyard and doing, you're listening to this, you're hearing the great ones, and you're going to tune in to whfr.fm after this show, download the podcast, and that's going to be great and all, but to have that vinyl with your beautiful new needle. Oh, come on.
Can't beat it, man.
No.
So we've been hearing stuff from the upcoming album that is going to be awesome. But now, as we say, you've got the Bandcamp, the SoundCloud. You've got Follow Along right now.
Follow Blind.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Let's play something from that.
100%.
All right, now Stone just played this last night, as a matter of fact, to warm people up.
Nice.
Let's make a payment on his investment. Let's make a payment on Stone Perkins' investment.
Awesome. All right, this one's for Stone.
Thank you, Stone.
Okay, what are we about to hear?
We're going to hear a song called Saw Logs.
Well, then I'm going to stop talking. Let's play some music. Yeah.
loving me. Don't shut me now. Just let me be. Quietly, I'm on the floor and rushing. It's bothering me. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive as long as I have you. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be.
From the, is it EP or this was an EP, Follow Blind?
EP, yeah. Yep.
EP, Follow Blind. That was Saw Logs. You're listening to Jet Black Blonde on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Fellas, it's good to have you here. Like I say, Stone has been burning up my ear. Scott, when he was here, had been playing you guys, and is the payoff is happening after all this time. Thank you for being here. And as we say, we talk about you're on Facebook, you're on Bandcamp, you're on SoundCloud.
Yep.
Where else? We want people to get to know you. Are you tweeting? What are we doing? How can people?
You know what? I don't know. I don't think we have a Twitter, do we?
Instagram?
Yeah, I think we have an Instagram that we may not have updated in a while.
I don't have a Twitter. We should get a Twitter.
We can get a Twitter.
Let's do a Twitter.
Yeah. I'll tweet.
We got some pictures of you during sound check. Yes. We want to
awesome.
Put up.
Thank you.
What else can we get out of there of you so people can get to know you?
Yeah, no, I think that the Twitter and the Instagram, you guys can get to personally know us by staring at our faces. We'll be shooting some video at the Lager House tomorrow evening.
All right, all right.
Hopefully we'll have some YouTubes up. I think that's a YouTubes, right?
Any
yeah,
yet?
Be a YouTubes.
Yeah.
We should probably make a video at some point. That'd be kind of cool. Like a band video, like an MTV old school video.
Can we shoot it in here? This is a really good
I would love to shoot it in here.
Especially when the new album comes out. Absolutely. And you want to promote something, you come back.
Yeah, 100%.
And just do everything in conjunction with WHFR, especially with Motor. I'd probably Stone is going to have first dibs on you. We acknowledge Stone gets first dibs, but I want second dibs.
Done. You got it, bud. You got it. Why don't you guys do a
1.5
like a dual radio show? You should do that.
Hello. Okay. if Stone wants to host, I got no problem with that. Just let Motor get some piece of it.
Yeah, 100%, man.
All right, there we have it.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, come on back and we will work this out. You want to shoot in Studio A? You want WHFR a part of it? We want you coming back.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
All right.
We'll hold you to that.
Please do. We want every listener out there holding us accountable to that. 800-585-4322.
Perfect.
That's 800-585-4322. Extension 9676.
Awesome. That's great, man.
And be sure to go to whfr.fm after the show to dig the podcast of this. And we're going to give them a link to this to put up on their Facebook, their Bandcamp, their SoundCloud, what have you. You grab this. So Jet Black Blonde will always be a part of WHFR. We want to be a part of what they're doing. And you guys got your tune in for the next song?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we're going to do another song off of our EP. It's called Whole.
Make it a whole one.
itself by us, the lies divide in time. Between lips and eyes, will I ever feel alone? Cause you love me so hard. On me to stay on true. But now we're back out. Will I ever feel alone? Cause you love me so hard.
There it is, Hole by Jet Black Blonde on WHFR Motor Live Drive at 5. That one from Follow Blind.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it. Now, you guys are, we just put out that tomorrow is PJ's Lager House.
Yep.
And upcoming shows, because this has to, we have to get the word out. Where else are you playing?
We're playing, let's see, I think August
29th, maybe?
28th.
Okay.
It's August 28th at Old Miami. We've got a pretty good lineup for that so far. We're playing with a band called Gold Crayon, and we're trying to get George Morris to join us on that bill, too.
Yep.
And as well as our good friends, the Bronze Mambas.
Great. Definitely band. Good band of alumni here. I'm digging this picture of you right now on your Facebook page.
Which one's that? Uh-oh. I'm scared.
Justin just rocking out.
Yeah.
The old expression just about fits the way he's holding his bass. Sorry, just
says it all.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that it's actually a fake beard on my face. Detachable.
Yeah.
Next week, or actually tomorrow night, I think it's going to be on court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We move it around every week.
You're wearing it? You're wearing it tomorrow?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Dave.
Oh, sorry.
But now, share these events that we have coming up.
Yeah, so it was the August
8th. August 28th at the Old Miami, and the show after that is, sorry,
September
I keep talking
18th.
Into my mic, September 18th
yes.
at the New Dodge,
mm-hmm.
And hopefully, again, we applied for some festivals like DIY and Daily in the Alley for September, so hopefully our schedule will be pretty full.
Now, going from these different shows, how do you go about setting up your playlist and like today's playlist? And is it just by the length of time you get on your set, or obviously the new tracks you want to feature, you want to promote?
Yep.
But
we play like we've added songs, we've taken songs away. Like we usually try and stick like maybe around 8 or 9 songs. And so we write all the time. And so, like, some songs we'll play today we haven't played in the past.
Right.
So yeah, we just kind of like, we try and stick 8 or 9 songs, and then
we try to, we, sorry to interrupt, Court. Yep. We also try to make the whole set fit as almost like a you're watching a movie, or it's a whole experience instead of just start and stop each song. We try to have some lead in from prior songs, maybe to you know, just try some interesting things to link the songs together, or help tell the song's story a little bit better. We actually, it's a challenge, and we have a fun time doing that. So
any babies that have to stay, and any chapters that you just say,
oh yeah,
we have outgrown,
or... Oh yeah,
I think he's beating around the bush on what's your favorite track, Dave.
That's a good question.
And do, are there some that you argue about in the band that say, can we not play it anymore? No, that has to stay.
Well, you know, it's funny, is Dave and I
actually,
we had a conversation about this today, and we, Saul Logs gets a lot of attention, and people like that song a lot. We like playing it a lot. We love playing it. So that's something that's probably all of our favorite. And then Dave, we were talking this morning actually, and like, I think that some bands get to the point where they've been playing the same song for a year or a year and a half or 2 years, and
the hit.
Right. And so like, they might think, well, I'm sick of playing this, but our thought process is, you know, maybe someone hasn't heard it yet, and so if it gets, if people really like it, we're gonna play it. Yeah, you gotta play the hits.
Yeah,
right. That's
right.
What it's all about.
So, if I can chime in on that, yeah. One, I think as we start writing these new songs, our influences are coming out a little bit more, and it's almost like Jet Black Blonde is still finding what we're doing and we're defining that. We may have some really good stuff going on, but I think it'll evolve and only get better. And yeah, of course, we're always looking to replace one song with an even better song.
Yeah, I saw Alien Ant Farm a few weeks ago.
Oh wow!
In Lansing,
they're still rocking it.
Yeah,
and the only member I think who's still from the original was the lead singer.
Yeah. And, oh wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh no way!
And talented band, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, at this point in time, maybe it behooves you to just change the name of the band. Right.
Yes.
And have people just evaluate you on who you are today.
Still hanging on.
But at the end of the show, there's the song.
Yeah.
Okay. There's the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds just as good today as it did, what was it, 13 years ago?
Easily.
And that's what everybody was waiting for. Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to get us to play Smooth Criminal?
Okay, I'm ready to moonwalk, folks, and I'm so glad it's radio. Right. Okay. But it was like, maybe if you drop that song and just go on with your career.
Right.
I'm drop the song, drop the name.
You would no longer be Alien Ant Farm if you drop that song. Is that what you're saying?
And
break
out all over again.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, though, too. Like, Jay and I went and saw Band of Horses a couple years ago, who's one of our favorite bands. And we were going with some friends, and my buddy's like, they're not going to play any of the hits. Like, I don't think I'm going to enjoy it. And we go, and they played every single one of, like, their big songs. And at the end, he's like, they played the hits. Like, he's screaming, like, in the street. Like, he was so excited. And I think bands understand that, right? I think it's like, there's some aspect of, you know, I think their first album came out probably 10 years ago, and they're still playing probably the hit song off of that record. So it's like,
but their hits were their hits, not a cover.
Yeah,
that's
a good point.
And they're iconic for themselves.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, Smooth Criminal is not exactly. But it's why, you know, it's crazy. It's why people know that band, which is. But I want you to think about it this way. Think about all the people that didn't know the song Smooth Criminal that were introduced to it by Alien Ant Farm that may have been introduced to Michael's other songs.
I'd like to meet that guy.
Right.
Okay.
You'd be amazed.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed.
Who sang that song originally? As long as he's gone, honey, I can tell you about him now. I wouldn't let him babysit you otherwise. But more importantly, we want everybody to get to know Jet Black Blonde's music. And if we can double hit him with Jet Black Blonde music, why don't we go with... A hit from you guys, or two hits.
Yeah.
What say?
Let's do a couple songs in a row.
Yeah, let's do that.
You guys want to, what songs are we going to do?
Let's do
Power Lines and Club.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh. Okay.
So Club is on the EP. Power Lines is a song that isn't on the EP. So.
Yeah, and then Jet Black Blonde will babysit your kids, by the way.
Oh, we'd be great.
Yeah, totally.
And you can trust these guys. Just watch whoever's wearing the beard that day.
How many siblings?
Like 30. Something like that. He's a Smith. Just leave him alone. Yeah. Yeah, so this one is called Power Lines.
Set you free.
And that's what you call working out, back to back, Jet Black Blonde. Hey, as many questions that we turned, as we've addressed, I just got called on the mat, literally. Jet Black Blonde. I see one blonde.
Mm. Good question.
That's a good question.
So the reason we're called Jet Black Blonde, this is a great question. It's kind of weird because we don't sound like this style of music, but it's actually an ode to Elvis, who was a Jet Black Blonde. So I love like old like 70s live in Las Vegas Elvis records, when like you can hear the sweat coming through the record. And I just always used to spin those records. My buddy goes, we were just like sitting there one day and we were listening to the record, and he goes, that Jet Black Blonde, man. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, we used to have, if he, without the dye job, he's got like blonde hair. He pulls up the internet and Elvis is like a piercing toehead blonde. And I was like, that's crazy. And it just kind of stuck. Like, I have a whole list of band names, and I would put all these names in of all these ideas I had, and that one kept jumping out at me. And I was like, you know what, man, we may not sound like Elvis, but he was a rad dude. So gladly represent, you know?
Yeah, we're all actually blonde. we just dye our beards.
I'm glad a caller was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, head to toe.
Well, blonde, there you have. We have some people for whom, yeah, our callers.
I love it, man.
Our audience.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, we have a calling?
We had one. That's somebody called and was like, wait a minute. Oh.
And our inspiration, your inspiration, yeah, Rock's inspiration,
yeah,
comes from a whole lot of sources. And yeah, Elvis is not least among them.
TCB, baby.
Hey. Pass me the peanut butter and bacon, and don't let me shoot anybody. May the porcelain toilet, yep, always be.
It's, let's, where, stop there. It's where you wanted to go. It's how you wanted to go out. You know.
Well, all right. Maybe someday some album will be dedicated or have some reference, yeah, to the man.
Yeah. Maybe that soon to be album, maybe it won't even something. Maybe
the one there, that you record in Studio A?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay, when we're recording video here and
tell me, man.
All right.
If you say it on air, it has to happen.
You're right.
Oh, well, in that case, I got a whole lot of things I want to start saying. Salaries for DJ. The blonde in the band has spoken.
There he is. We don't give him a mic, but he knows when he's on cue.
That's all he has to say.
He has his own ways of communicating. More power to the man with the Jeep. So, speaking of communicating, what else are you doing when you're not touring as Jet Black Blonde? What is important to you? What are you artists are artists besides their guitars or their drumsticks in their hands.
This is interesting, but I actually have a podcast that I do. I do two episodes a week, so I record.
What's your subject?
So it's like sports and pop culture. So it's really interesting. My friend Chris and I, we work together, and we were just always talking about sports or pop culture, whatever's going on. It's mostly sports. And one of our friends like, you should record that conversation, and so we did. And so I love it. I love playing music. I love doing podcasts. Like those two things are really like my.
And people will find you where? And the name of your podcast?
Yeah, our podcast is called The Most Basic Cable. And they can find us on Twitter. We do have a Twitter, at Most Basic Cable. Our Facebook is The Most Basic Cable. They can find us on Stitcher. They can find us on iTunes. They can find us on Downcast if they just search The Most Basic Cable. So it's cool. It's just two guys having a conversation. We're talking about True Detective right now. I don't know if you watch that show, but that's like.
Oh, I saw the first season, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I haven't gotten to the second.
The season's not so.
That was the one with Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. And Matthew McConaughey.
I came into it late, and then once I did, it was all about the. What do you call it when you're crunching the whole season into one weekend?
Oh, yeah, just watching it in like a block. Like,
yeah.
Large.
Yeah.
It's the best way to watch TV, man.
I don't know about that because you lose a whole. Oh man.
And then Jay does a lot of music.
Yeah, like, a ton of music. And speaking of his podcast, I think the theme song I might have wrote.
The theme song is the song that Jay wrote. So that Justin wrote.
Yeah.
And okay. Justin also records us. So he's the guy that.
Right. The studios is your.
Yeah. We don't go to his studio. We go to Jay. He's the best in the business.
My basement, no shirts, usually.
Okay, now are you producing other bands? Are you produce engineer?
So I do a little bit of both, producing, mixing, engineer, all the above kind of thing.
This is your plan A, B, C, D, and E.
Yeah, 100%.
So music for me is just all the time, including, you know, Jet Black Blonde. So, yeah, I do a lot of mixing and engineering, but I also do a lot of songwriting for film and TV as well. So jingles here and there, maybe some background music for... I don't know, sports television or the MTV.
So filmmakers looking for a soundtrack should go to where?
Yeah.
Should find you where?
It's going to be hard to find me. But no, I just, I have this the similar, you know, tags, the Facebooks, the SoundCloud, Justin James Smith.
Okay.
That's how they'll find me.
All right. Yeah. Get the word out. We're here for you. Yeah. So do this.
Thank you.
Do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone that hears our EP, the first thing they say to me is, "Who recorded this?" Every single time. So Juice, Justin, he's the best.
Juice?
Yeah, it's his
juice.
Nickname.
The
it's
juice
his,
is loose.
The juice
I'm
is
sorry.
Loose.
I'm going to stop and pass the baton over to
David.
Oh, me? What do? I keep my hands busy with a few things.
You remodel your house constantly.
Yeah, constantly working on the crib. I got some little ones running around. Spent a lot of time with those guys. Lots of music, lots of dancing at my house. Lots of little girls.
There's a lot. What's the app that you love to do videos in where it's like lip syncing?
The Dub Smash.
Dub Smash. There's an app called Dub Smash that Dave is the king of. So
yeah, I'm pretty good at that. Yeah, spent a lot of time doing that.
Yep. And Steven?
I spend most of my time in my car driving to and from band practice.
And somehow 2 hours late every Thursday night.
Well, I got to run errands, you know. No, I just, family. So I had my wife, my daughter out there, Betty.
Hey.
And, I go to school in the fall time and winter time working on MBA, so I'm pretty busy.
Yeah. How's it feel to have a mic?
It's great. Watch out. It's dangerous.
Yeah, somebody get away from that thing.
My baby's on the air. Any shout-outs out to anybody? Now that you got the mic, take it. Run.
That's right. Hopefully my friend Mexican Greg is listening in Wisconsin. So, hey, Greg.
Hey, Greg. Hey. Buenos dias.
This is the power of the World Wide Web.
That's right, man.
Borders cannot stop us. Politicians, we spite you. But what we do is get music out with our last 4.5 minutes. I guess I could stand on the number of songs we have left, but Jet Black Blonde are definitely playing tomorrow night at PJ's Lager House. We welcome you. We invite you. We say get out there. And we say go to Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Facebook, pick up their EP, get follow along.
Follow blind.
No, I wrote this down originally, and I got to stop this. Follow blind.
Ask for it at a show. We'll have it. if you want.
Here's the name to remember. Jet Black Blonde. Jet Black Blonde. Upcoming song you're about to go take us out with.
We're going to take you out with a song called Sign of Life. This is also not an REP, so this will likely be on a new record sometime in the fall.
Ask for it at each and every show you go to. Jet Black Blonde, take us out on Mortal Live Drive at 5. I want to thank Jet Black Blonde for coming in today and just rocking us out. Appreciate their showing up. I want you to go out tomorrow to PJ's Lager House and see them live. Get the EP Follow Blind, all right? And get this music and invest in this music. That's the only way they'll even think about pressing vinyl, all right? They're putting out this music for free now, but hey, really, come on, invest in local artists.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
This is WHFR Dearborn.
WHFR Dearborn.
The House of Squibb presents Academy Award.